Now, his mother, Susanna, knew the Bible.
她的妈妈是一个对圣经熟悉的一个姐妹。
And she taught her boys Greek, Hebrew, Latin, and French.
这个妈妈学问也很好。她把圣经教给这几个孩子的时候，是用四种语文，有希腊文，有希伯来文，有拉丁文，还有法文。
So once a week, Susanna would sit down with young John and talk to him about God and about theology all afternoon.
一个礼拜一次，他就会把约翰卫斯理放在他的前面，把圣经的道讲给他听，让他甚至神学都学起来了。
So John grew up in a strong foundation in his home.
所以从他的幼年在这样的一个好的家庭里头得到最好的教育，这样长大的。
Now, all servants don't have such a background, but there's usually something there, something of God's miraculous
guidance.
And then the day comes where the servants hear God's call.
下一步就是神对这些人的呼召。Some
servants hear a voice.
有的人听到一个声音。Some
servants see a vision.
有的人看见一个异象。Some
servants receive a burden in their heart.
有的人只是在心里面得到一个负担。You
remember Nehemiah.
你如果看圣经里面的尼希米,
he received the burden that became his call.
他就是在神面前有一个负担在里头，这个负担成为他的呼召。
Somehow God touches the heart of his servant.
他的重点是，神不论用什么方法，总是要摸到这个人的心。
And he calls them.
然后接着这个负担，神就呼召他们。
And the servants respond.
那这些人对神的呼召具有反应。Here
am I, send me.
我在这里，求你祷告。Speak,
Lord, your servant here.
神啊，说话，仆人静听。Lord,
what would you have me to do?
主啊，你要我做什么？
Have you come to that place?
你的经历中。 有这样的经历吗?
Have you heard God speaking?
你听见神向你说话吗?
Now, when it comes to the work of God, you can't volunteer.
在神的工作上, 没有志愿军的,
but He does extend His call.
但是神是对人有呼召的。
The eyes of the Lord look to and fro across the earth for those who have a heart wholly given.
神的眼目遍察全地。 他要看人的心，有哪一个人是全心把他自己交在神的手里。
And then he called him.
当他找到的时候，他就招你。
It's interesting in the Bible, when God calls, he usually calls the name twice, Moses, Moses.
如果你注意在圣经里面神所呼召的仆人，他常常就是呼召两次。
Samuel, Samuel.
他会叫摩西，或者撒母耳。
Now, have you heard the call?
你有听见神对你这样的呼召吗?
Something in your heart that stirs you.
你的心被神激动起来。
It's at this very point that most servants make a mistake.
在这个关键时刻，许多神的仆人犯了错误。
They hear the call,
听见神的呼召,
and they say, Yes, Lord.
他们说，主啊，我在这里。
And then immediately they start running ahead, serving.
然后他就拼我命干了。Busy.
I am a servant. How can I tell? I'm busy, busy, busy.
我是神的仆人，我怎么？你看我忙得要命。
Look how I'm working. Look what I'm doing.
我为神大发热心。
Of course I'm a servant. Can't you see what I'm doing?
你看我所做的，当然我是神的仆人。
And so people run and begin to serve.
所以就跑来跑去。
Because they think, now God has called me, I must serve Him with all my heart.
因为人的直觉的反应就是神既然呼召了我，那我就为他大跑大干一场。
Now you remember when Jesus called the 12 apostles.
你记得主耶稣呼召这十二个门徒。
It says something very clearly in Mark chapter 3 verse 14.
马可第三章第十四节这么说的。
It's true, Jesus called his 12.
是主耶稣呼召这十二个人。
But it says that they might be with him.
却有一句话说叫这十二个人跟他在一起。
And that he might send them out.
然后神耶稣就打发他们出去。
Now many servants don't hear the first part.
所以我们大部分人是没有听到这个第一个部分。
They just say, oh, I have to be sent out.
我们马上就赶快打发出去，赶快做工。
Okay, what school should I go to?
我要去哪个神学院？
Okay, what city should I move to?
我应该搬到哪一个城市去住？
I'm God's servant. Let me pick a city where no God's servant is.
那我要去一个城市没有神的仆人的。
This is exactly what Moses did.
这就是摩西开始的时候做的事。
40 years old.
当时40岁。
Mighty in word and deed.
圣经告诉我们他是说话行事都有才能。
And then God gives him a burden for his people.
神把一个负担放在摩西的心里，他对他的百姓有负担。
He senses he's more identified with his own people than with Pharaoh.
他能够与他自己的同胞表同情，远超过对他的法老王。
He's willing to face reproach.
他有个心智，我宁可受羞辱。
So one day, he sees an Egyptian beating up a Hebrew slave.
他有一天发现这一个埃及人正在欺负一个希伯来人。
And Moses comes to the rescue. Da-dun,
da-dun. 所以他就拔刀相助来对付这个埃及人。
He tries to reason with the Egyptian.
他跟他辩论。
When that doesn't work,He uses his mighty works and slays the Egyptian.
所以如果话讲不清楚，那就看拳头了。
And he's still so strong, he buries him in the sand.
然后打死他了以后，就把他埋在土里面。
Oh, he's already serving God.
他认为这就是侍奉神了。
He's delivered one of the children of Israel from the hand of the Egyptian.
因为他已经把他的同胞从埃及人的手下救出来。
Maybe he wants to be like Joseph.
所以他想我做的工作跟约瑟有点像。
Perhaps he heard the story of how Joseph saved the children of Israel by being a leader in Egypt.
他可能听过约瑟的故事，怎么样在埃及拯救他的同胞们。
Of course, Moses didn't listen to the part where God trained Joseph for 15 years through trials.
可能他所知道的约瑟的故事，他漏掉十五年神怎么样训练约瑟。
Joseph became a servant of God through betrayal, through slavery, through prison, through false accusation, from being forgotten.
在那个十五年悲惨的岁月里头，他被出卖，被他的兄弟出卖，去做了奴隶，去被人家诬告，做了监牢。又被人家忘记等等等等一系列的这个悲惨的故事。
So Moses took the shortcut to ministry.
摩西想这太麻烦了，我直截了当就侍奉神就行了。
And he had a powerful ministry.
他能力很大。
And it lasted 24 hours.
但是这么大的能力他能够侍奉神24小时。
And then he ran away and lost his ministry for 40 years.
24小时后他就变成逃犯，一逃呢40年。
Now in the United States we have instant service.
在美国我们很多这种 及时的侍奉主的仆人。
Take a couple of Bible courses.
学了几门圣经课程。
Start working very busy in your church.
然后在教会里面很忙碌的侍奉。
Tell people you're called to be a minister.
然后告诉全世界的人我是被神呼召做神仆人的人。
Now if you play guitar,
如果你会弹琴，
if you look handsome,
又看起来很潇洒帅哥，
if you're mighty in words and deeds,
然后又很有口才，
In the United States, you can build a mega church.
在美国，你就是建一个这个大型教会。
Now that's not the work of God.
但是不是神的工作。
But it keeps you very busy.
但是这个工作可以让你忙一辈子。
And you think, what a good servant I am.
然后你对自己就自我陶醉，我是上帝的仆人。
But if a servant would cooperate in the work of God, he must go through the school of the cross.
但如果你是真正要做神的仆人，神就会把你带到一个学校，叫做十字架的学校。
Now Moses was called by God. This is true.
没错，神是呼召了摩西。
And there were things in his background that were extraordinary. This is true.
他的成长的这个背景是了不得的一个背景，是真的。
But he was completely incapable of listening to God and obeying Him because of himself.
但是这个时候的摩西，他的问题是没有办法听主人的旨意来顺服他，这个他办不到。
I do not think a Christian is aware of how strong our self-life is until God begins to deal with it.
我们每一个基督徒都有同样的一个问题，就是我们对我们自己的认识，对自己的评价是非常不准确，除非有一天神开始在你身上做工，打开你的眼睛。
So Moses' greatest hindrance to being a servant of God was himself.
摩西侍奉神做神仆人最大的拦阻就是他自己。
The world had trained him well to do service in the world.
世界训练他的时候把他训练成一个才俊，一个领袖，目的是侍奉这个世界。
But God had to undo Moses through 40 years.In the back desert of Midian.
但是神要训练他的仆人，却要把这么一个能干的青年人放到一个旷野中，来把他所有的本领全部拆掉，重新来过，那要四十年。
You can imagine those 40 years. He did nothing.
在那个四十年里头，基本上一事无成。
I mean, he got married and had some kids.
当然他结婚了，有些孩子。
Now that's something.
这当然也是一个成就了。
And he also kept some sheep.
也牧了一些羊。
Now that's something.
也算是成就了。
But to be raised in Pharaoh's court?
但是要想想看，他是法老手下王宫里面训练出来杰出人才啊。
Just to keep sheep?
牧养这几只笨羊。
So Moses waited.Surely God has something for him.
所以摩西在那段时间里面，他年年在等。哎呀，一定有一天神会为我开一个门的。
And nothing happened.
一年一年啥也没发现。
And he heard nothing.
也没听见，什么也没有。
And he began to unravel.
所以他就把对自己的那个期许就越来越消失了。
Now some of you have already reached 80 years.
我们中间有人差不多八十了吧？
So you can answer the question. When were you mighty in words or deeds? 40 years old or 80 years old?
你想想看你这过去的八十年，你哪一段时间是像摩西所形容的，说话行事都有才能，是阁下四十的呢，还是阁下八十的时候呢？
The Lord had to take mighty out of Moses' life.
你会发现那一段时间神把摩西身上所有的能力解除武装。
He was no longer Superman.
他不再是一个超人了。
And he saw himself every day, self-exposure, humiliation.
他在那一段时间里头，只能看到自己的丑恶，只能让自己一天一天的消沉下去了。
And the best 40 years of his life were spent in the desert.
他人生的黄金时代是四十年，却浪费在旷野中。
Now the Lord was doing the work He must always do in His servants that He loves. We must decrease so that He can increase.
所以你就知道，神的工作在一个人的身上，他常常是带我们经历他必增加，我必衰微。
And He often has to touch our strength until we are weak.
他的手要点在我们的能，我们自以为能的这个点上，直到我们变成软弱。
And He often has to shatter our dreams.
他常常把我们的梦想打碎。
The work of the cross, it must work in His service.
十字架的功课必须先坐在神的仆人身上。
It took Jacob years to be called my servant.
神要让雅各成为他的仆人，那是经历一个漫长的岁月。
Young David was a mighty warrior, but it took him years hiding in caves to become my servant, David.
大卫是一个大能的勇士，但是让他这个大能的勇士在神的手中被称为我的仆人，也是经过一个很长的岁月的锻炼。
We see that Paul, as soon as he got saved, he started preaching, but God sent him away for a number of years in order to make him my servant.
另外，新约的一位仆人就是保罗，他以前是扫罗，他被神救起来，得到印象以后，他马上就开始传道，但是神很快的就把他引旁到旷野。
Even our Lord Jesus.Listened, obeyed, waited for the Father for 30 years.
你看我们的主，他自己要成为神的仆人，神来预备他，把他隐藏起来，先有三十年的岁月。
I mentioned before John Wesley.
我刚刚提过卫斯理这个弟兄。
Oh, he was such a strong religious man.
他是一个非常强而且非常有宗教性的一个年轻人。
He knew the Bible forwards and backwards.
他对圣经非常熟悉。
When he got to Oxford University, he started the Holy Club.
他进这个 Oxford 这个大学的时候，他开始一个所谓的圣洁会或者圣洁俱乐部。
He was so zealous.
他非常的有热心。
He got up early before dawn.
太阳还没起来，他就起来了。
Prayed together every day.
这一群人在一起祷告。
Read the scripture every day.
每天读经。
Went out and witnessed every day.
每天去做见证。
Gave to the poor every day.
每天也跟穷人施舍。
When he finished Oxford, he became a missionary to the United States.
当他从大学毕业以后，就被差派到美国来做宣教士。
He went to preach the gospel to the Native American Indians.
他在美国对这些美国的印第安人传福音。
It was a disaster.
当然结局并不是成为一个悲剧。
He not only didn't win any Indians and convert them.
没有一个印第安人因他的热心而信了主，没有。
But he began to wonder who would convert him.
他开始想到底谁把福音传给我，让我先得救我。
He came back over to England a broken man.
所以当他从美国回到英国的时候，他就变成一个非常沮丧的一个。
But it was only when he was broken that his heart was strangely warmed and he began to move by the Holy Spirit.
就在那一个非常失望破碎的状态中，圣灵就开始在他的身上说话用他。
You know, God loves his servants.
神实在爱他的仆人。
And that's why he puts us through such a difficult time.
所以因为他太爱他的仆人，就把我们带过这么困难的时光。
We all know from the gospel that Paul shares with us in Romans.
我们都知道在罗马书里面保罗把神的福音讲给我们听。
That for a Christian to really live in purpose and victory, he must go through an understanding that he's been crucified with Christ.
基督徒要达到那一个得胜，要能够表现神的生命，他必须经过一个过程。
In this matter of spiritual life,
这条属灵的生命
Until a Christian understands that Christ is their life.
要让每一个基督徒认识基督是我们的生命。
They're not free to live and move by the Spirit of God.
除非你认识这个点，你没有办法真正的被圣灵所带领，圣灵所感动。
Paul testifies of his own crisis in chapter 7 of Rome.
在第七章罗马书里头，保罗把他自己亲身的经历，他经过的危机告诉我们。
Inwardly, God was doing a work in him.
因为神的工作是在他里面做的。
He said, I know that within me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing.
他告诉我们，在我的里面，就是在我肉身之中，毫无良善。
He said, Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
他就有一个很痛苦的呼喊，他说，我真是苦啊，谁能够救我脱离这个屈死的身体呢？
Now you are God's servant.
诸位都是神的仆人们。
And I think you have been through this experience.
我猜你们也经过类似像保罗这种经历。
You've been crucified with Christ.
你与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, you live, if not you, but Christ lives in you.
但是如今活着不但是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Now you understand that spiritual preparation in a Christian's life.